a couple of questions for the potential buyer, if I may, just to kind of nail down time frames.
Yes, please go ahead.
If you come back up, sorry. Time frames. I know some of it is closing, and I know you don't have certainty.
Right.
And so I would ask you to err on the side of as much time as you need from today, assuming you can get closed, through closing, to completion of work. How much time do you think you would need for what you're planning for the property?
From time of closing to completion of the work, probably 8 months.
Okay. 12, 8. So, given that we want to assist in the process of getting this property to a new owner, we understand the situation Ms. Moore has been dealing with. She's been to several hearings, as she pointed out, where she's explained what was going on there. So we want to make it as easy as possible for them to have this closing. So what we would like to come out of today is for there to be an order of compliance, recognizing that now property owner is under notice, the code enforcement case is going on, or potential buyer, excuse me, is under notice that the case is going on. So if the purchase does occur, we would hold the purchase or new property owner to those same dates in that order if we had to. So what we're looking for today is a reasonable time for this process to play out. And I think you would be okay with an order for 8 months to completion of work.
How long until the completion of work? Like, you're anticipated to close at the end of this month or August? I'm sorry.
At the end of, sometime in the first to second week of August.
Okay.
We're not sure. It depends on how this outcome comes and depends on the lender, depends on the title company. So for us, our loan is only for 12 months from date of closing. So you figure we're no longer from 12 months from date of closing to completion. That's when our loan is up, our construction loan.
Construction loan to the end of closing.
Yeah, the day we close is when our interest payments start.
Right. And you, how long do you anticipate for building plans to be done for that property?
The plans are ready, but we're probably 60 days out as far as getting the permits in, applications in, everything. Because at this point, we're moving our license from Tennessee back to Florida, and it may take another 45 days.
Okay.
So, but we're working with another contractor, too. That may just go ahead and we just may just hire a contractor to do that. But I haven't, until this is all over with, we haven't really finalized anything.
All right. We're just trying to pinpoint what you're trying to do. Knowing that you're purchasing the two adjacent properties, are you looking to do any combination of the three properties, or is this particular parcel going to remain separate?
Remain separate. They'll all three remain separate. Yeah, we're not planning on doing three at one time or two at one time. We're just planning on just doing the rehab first and then moving to the next lot and then the next lot.
Okay, so your first priority will be this specific property.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it possible to prioritize the exterior work?
Absolutely.
And because I probably asked too broad of a question as I listened to Dave's questions. How much time do you think you need to bring the exterior into compliance?
From date of issue of permit, I'd say within 90 days, no more than 90 days.
Let's focus on the outside.
Okay.
Because I want to get it all completely done and dried in, because we're basically gutting the inside and starting over.
So if we said 180 days, completion of exterior repairs, that gives them 60 for permit issuance. I mean, that gives them 90 for permit issuance. They said they probably need 60. That gives a little bit of wiggle room there. Mm-hmm. And would you be 180 days to completion of exterior repairs?
Yeah. Hank, would you be, is that acceptable? 180 days for all exterior repairs? Yeah.
you think that works for on your schedule, that's an achievable, because I don't want to do something today that's not achievable. I want to bring this to a conclusion.
As long as it's from the date of permit issue.
Well, that's what I say, 180 days from today, and that was building in 90 days for permit issue.
Yes, we're good on that. Because I want to get it back up to outside, back up to standards, so it's looking good before we
And
get
that's
inside.
The town as well.
And then like we could bump out, I think, with moving, prioritizing the exterior work, we can probably build some more wiggle room into the interior and push that out to a full 12 months, because once the exterior is, nobody's going to see what else, what's going on.
I concur.
So if you're then let me state the relief I think we're saying, and then if I say it wrong, correct me. But I think then the town would accept 180 days from today's date for completion of the necessary exterior repairs to the property, including that includes the time needed for permit issuance, and then 12 months for the completion of the interior remodel that is planned for the property, again, including the time needed for permit issuance. And not asking for any imposition of fines today, because we do not want to do anything that would prevent the transfer of ownership.
Okay. Are these requested time frames sort of conditional upon the sale and the transfer going through? Would they still be applicable if the sale did not occur, in other words?
Yes, we would like to make those conditional upon the sale going through. And actually, why don't we request a status hearing on this case in 60 days? We can make sure that sale has gone through. And if there do need to be any changes, of course, we have an opportunity to do that.
All right. So just to sort of reiterate everything here, I'm going to order that the property be brought into compliance with all of the cited provisions of the code by for the exterior repairs 180 days from today, and for the interior repairs 12 months from today, and we will reconvene in, is it 60 days, or what is the date of the September?
It will actually be the October 27th hearing.
October 27th. Okay. And so we will just bring this back for a status conference at that hearing. Is that all the relief that's requested today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I am going to adjourn today's meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.